in exploring this kind of open awareness practice, where we're not directing the attention, but rather following, there's the possibility of also beginning to be able to be mindful of, to recognize how attention itself is working. Sometimes we might use the word awareness there as a kind of a familiar word, how awareness is working. The way our minds pay attention to things changes. It's not just one way our minds pay attention to things. Sometimes our attention is very broad, kind of like taking in a panoramic scenery. Sometimes the attention connects to specific experiences. And it can change. We can be sitting in a very broad space, just recognizing kind of a broad sense of the body. And suddenly there's a sneeze, and boom, it's like the attention, whew, goes right to that sneeze. It's not a problem, it's just that's what the attention tends to do when there's something that kind of comes in quickly. So there's the broad, there's a kind of panoramic awareness, there's a specific awareness, attention. And then there's how attention kind of shifts and changes. Sometimes attention will move from experience to experience in a kind of a flowing way. That there's the attention on a sensation in the body, and then a sound comes, and then another body sensation, and then an emotion, and it feels very fluid. Other times it may have the experience of almost feeling like popcorn. Boom, here's something. Boom, awareness is picking up on something else. Pop, pop, pop. There's no one right experience. Just different ways that awareness takes in experience. There can also be the sense of being aware or recognizing things as if from a distance. That there's a sense of being aware and something that we're aware of, being, having our attention working in something that that attention is paying attention to. And it's like we're looking at it. Get a kind of a sense of separation between the knowing and what is known. Often that gives us a sense of the observer. And sometimes it can feel instead, rather than having a separation, sometimes it can feel like awareness is right inside the experience. No separation. Permeating the experience. Again, neither one is better than the other. They are simply different ways that attention relates, connects with experience. And so we can begin to explore how our attention, essentially how our minds do this activity of attending. It may be something to take in small doses at first, Just explore it a little bit. Because it can get, it can be a little subtle of an exploration. Some people find it a very natural, easy exploration. Other people find it quite amorphous. And it's not a matter of even so much how much practice you've done, which side of that you're on. It's more about just the configuration of your particular mind. Some minds find that to be very natural. Other minds find other kinds of, you know, being particularly directing the attention to be more natural. So no need to judge which side of that equation or which side of that you're on. Another place you might play with this at some point today, maybe in one of the after meal periods, is in the field of seeing. Perhaps sit outside somewhere, and rather than looking at things, rather than directing the attention to look at specific things, see if you can have this settling back. How does the attention naturally see without your involvement in it? You might be sitting there looking out the landscape. At first it might seem like just a panoramic thing, and then perhaps a little movement catches the attention. And whoo, you find the attention over here. A bird, phew, the attention follows the bird. Moves back to panoramic. This is an interesting exploration, partly because seeing is an area that our mindfulness tends to leave through the eye door. And so if you can be interested in exploring how does attention kind of move from experience to experience in seeing, you might be able to follow the awareness there as well and stay connected with mindfulness while seeing.